We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here locally, the debate is raging over the Philadelphia Mummers Day Parade again. There's been a lot of activity. And when I tell people, let's bring in Buddy and somebody who is a connoisseur of the parade, second to none, Stu Bykofsky here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Stu, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year, Dom.
Well, you know, I see all the politics in this, Stu, in that given the so-called blackface incident here with the one group, that Helen GM, of course, who I think will be the next mayor, so I'm proven otherwise, has called for the end of the parade. And that seems to be preposterous until we see the success she has in tearing other things down. And you're starting to hear the rumblings of these people on city council saying, why do we pay for this, as if they don't get great benefits to, when these guys are a bunch of racists?
Well, you know, hearing what's going on with Iran right now really puts the Mummers controversy into it's just truly insignificant. And, you know, the outrage you hear about in the press, the word outrage is used in the Inquirer, for instance. Where's the outrage? There's really like six or eight people who are really worked up about this. It's not something that is roiling across the face of the greater Philadelphia area. But producer called me yesterday, and we talked about this. And because I had a little time to prepare, I came up with a top five offensive performances for the Mummers. Would you like to hear them?
Absolutely. I'll give you my all-time that I know of, and I'll see if it's on your list. Look, I get it. They're satirists or think they are. But when they had the altar boys being chased by a faux priest down Broad Street, I was offended by that one.
Well, and that's okay. Most of the offense comes from, you know, there are five divisions in the Mummers: the string bands, the fancies, the brigades, the wenches, and the comics. And most of the offense comes from the wenches and the comics.
Yes.
And the comics' role is to satirize and mock the powerful. This is the way it's always been. And if you can't satirize or make fun of people, and the church is powerful enough. So I was a mummer myself for 10 years, probably did some sketches that were on the borderline of taste. Maybe we crossed the line a couple of times, but this is an entertainment performance. And if you don't like it, what you do is when you see a performance you don't like, you boo.
Right.
You don't try to shut the show down. Okay, but let me get to my top five, okay, because I know your time is limited, right?
Go right ahead, Stu, yes.
Okay, 2012, the Furco String Band blundered when it used a minstrel music theme, unaware of the negativity that African Americans feel about minstrel shows. That was a huge flap. It was an unforced and unintended error. They were trying to pay homage to a form of music, but they screwed up. 2013, the Call Center. This was the Venetian New Year Association, and they had a sketch where they had East Asian Indians working in the call center, and then they ran into, I think, a teepee, and out came Native American Indians.
What could go
Indians
wrong?
Replacing
yes.
Indians.
Yeah.
And it was actually social satire about something real, you know, all your calls being outsourced to India. I thought it was pretty inventive and funny, but oh no, you had people dressed as Indians, East Asian Indians in long robes, and then you had Native American Indians in buckskin and headdresses. Apparently, you can't do that. 2015, there was a big one. That was the Finnegan New Year Brigade had Bruce Jenner transitioning
yes.
to Caitlyn Jenner
yes.
From a Wheaties box to a Fruit Loops box, and that was considered to be transphobic. Normally,
wait a minute, considered to be?
Well,
yeah.
you are, no, that because You are allowed, according to the sensitivity training that was instituted about 3 years ago, you're allowed to punch up. You're allowed to make fun of the powerful and celebrities. Ah, but not if the celebrity is transsexual, or in this case, a transgender. Okay. Number four, 2015, the Samar Strutters. They featured dancing tacos, which was considered to be demeaning. Next year, there was a dancing pizza pie. Nobody complained about that. So
wait a minute. I want to register a complaint about that. Was there pineapple on it? I register a complaint, yes.
Probably, because this was a millennial group that did it.
Yes.
Probably there probably was pineapple on it.
That's it. Well, let's file it, yes.
Okay. Number one, my all-time favorite. This was just last year. City Council President and all-time mope, Darryl Clark, attacked the Finnegan Brigade for a sketch where Jay-Z was walking a dog, and the dog was was labeled Mayor Kenny. Now, this was because of the Made in America concert controversy, where Kenny wanted to get it out of the city. Jay-Z said, screw you, and Jay-Z won.
Right.
Well, Darryl Clark went ape, pardon me, because the character playing Jay-Z was in blackface. Well, it turns out, no, he wasn't in blackface. It was a black man.
Right.
But Darryl Clark did not apologize. So that was the top five, and here's a bonus for you, Dom, specifically for you. I think this was 2015. Joey Vento was on a float that said, please speak English.
I remember that, yes.
You remember that? Well, people were offended by that, too.
Well, so because he funded the parade. They gave him a float. But, Stu, you know, seriously, you are a much bigger fan. I only defend them in the right to do this. I just don't get the parade for any number of years. Don't think these guys are master satirists. And it's all pretty redundant to me. What do you say to that criticism?
Well, which division are you talking about?
The whole thing.
Do nothing.
The whole thing.
No. The five divisions are incredibly different. Now, you've probably never been to the convention center to see the fancy brigades. Have you watched it on television?
Oh, yes, 100 times. I've been at the parade 20 times at least, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the fancy brigades that are now inside. They've been inside the convention center for about 25 years now, close to it. What those guys do, and women, that's a Broadway show. And there's no drunkenness, and there's no satire in that. It is all choreography, lights, music, and what they've been doing lately is film strips, because they have the ability to use computer-generated stuff. That's in a category by itself, and there's never any issue with the brigades. The string bands play fabulous music and do fabulous choreography, and there's hardly ever a problem with them, too. These people are serious about what they do. The fancies, they just drag stuff up the street. There's only one fancy club left. They dress up. So now you're down to the wenches and the comics. Admittedly, a lot of the comedy done by the comics on the street, it's pantomime, is not superb. Most of it will make you groan. But in fact, that and the wenches. And the wenches basically get dressed up, they get liquored up, and they rush the cameras. They may have a theme, but they don't really work at executing the theme. But actually, the roots of the Mummers Parade is more accurately expressed by the wenches and the comics than by anything else. Because this goes back hundreds of years in this country, and before that in Britain and Sweden. And what they did was they got up in the morning and they put black in their faces or covered their faces to disguise themselves. They went around to the houses of the rich and the powerful and they banged on the door and they basically demanded treats like money, money, food or drink. So the roots of the parade are that. The string bands came later. The fancies came later.
Yeah, well, Stu, let me bring this to a point then. You're not defending blackface. You think keeping that out is a good regulation?
Councilwoman Cindy Bass said she's outraged by this every year. Well, it's not every year, but I'm outraged too, and the Mummers are outraged too. They have done. There is no controlling what individuals might want to do. So you have these two Mama Lukes who put it on the blackface, apparently after they passed the judges section, which means the Winch Group then breaks up and goes its separate ways. They put on the blackface to be wise guys or something. So now they've been forever banned from the parade. There's not much more you can do. If you have two bad cops, you don't say, let's destroy the police force. You act against bad actors.
Look, you know how I revere your thought process on these things. Maybe I'll reconsider, but my only role, Stu, is to defend their right to do it. I don't see much value in it, but if it makes people happy and all, I agree with your overall sentiment, though. It is innocuous. It is not World War III, but this is Philadelphia now, and that's what it's going to come down to. Do you see the parade continuing? And if so, is it not so much because of money drivers, Stu, but the city likes it as a branding agent, as an identifier in all their films and all the rest, because it's unique? That's why they let it continue to go on, I think.
Well, the thing of it is they can't really stop it. The reason it's on Broad Street, that started in 1901, was prior to that, you had celebrations all across the city where people were dancing in the streets. And it's the New Year's Mummers and Shooters Association. The shooters, they'd go out in the street and they'd shoot guns off. So in order to stop that, the city said, let's bring this under control, put it in one place so it won't be as disruptive to the whole city. So that's how it started. And for years, the city provided prize money. The city stopped providing prize money about 20 years ago. So these people go out and they're like the string bands. It costs tens of thousands of dollars to get those costumes done. Mm-hmm. These people pay for it themselves. When they get judged, the only thing they're competing now for is bragging rights. Hey, go South Philadelphia string band, number one this year. They get nothing out of it but the joy of performance. No money, no nothing. And basically they get spit on. It's the largest folk celebration in the United States, and it's not supported by anybody except the participants. I give them credit for that.
Hey, where do we find Stu Bykofsky? Where's the shingle now?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I retired from the Daily News and the Enquirer, and now you can read me at StuBykofsky.com. I know it's hard to spell, but, Google will help you. StuBykofsky.com. And my two most recent columns are about the controversy.
Great stuff, Sue. Stu, happy new year, and thank you as always. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure, Dom. Happy new year, everyone.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.